Priest, if you'll.
Where'd you get that?
Our prayer today.
Seminar.
If you don't mind.
Thank you, our dear Heavenly Father, for this day and for us to be able to meet and plan for what is the best for the people of Orange County. Help us through this terrible coronavirus that our county and all the people in the United States be well, get well, and do the things that have been set before them to do. Be with us all, be with those that are ill, and help make them well. Help us to make good decisions today, the right things for the people. In your name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one indivisible.
So, thank y'all for coming out. You know, as y'all can tell, of course, already, this is kind of a different circumstance than normal what we're dealing with here. You know, everybody's trying to keep their spread out. We're limiting the courtroom to no more than 10 at a time in this room, and so we'll continue to do that. And so at this time, I'm going to go ahead and open up court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. And even though we're limiting the court to 10 minutes, if a citizen did have a comment, they can come and they can write their comment down and I would read them in court. We do not have any of those today, but if this continues to move forward, then that'll be the process, because we're going to stay at this process until further notice.
Judge, commissioners, just a brief update on what's been going on. As of yesterday afternoon, we had a total. Let me start from the beginning. Whether you know or not, on Friday we opened up a call center and formed a regional 5-county area emergency operations center in Jefferson County. That consists of Jefferson, Orange, Hardin, Chambers, and Newton County. And I understand that possibly Tyler County may be trying to join into this group as well. We stood up an EOC at the Jefferson County Courthouse, and that's been in operation since Friday morning. Part of that operation, we also opened up a call center, which is being manned by nurses. And we're in the process of setting up a test center. This was set up to try to prevent the hospitals and those clinics from getting overrun with folks, because there's a big shortage of these test kits for this coronavirus. So, as of yesterday at 5:00, when we shut it down, the emergency operations center is open from 8 to 5, 7 days a week. As of 5:00 yesterday, we had a total of 311 calls on that hotline. Basically, it's running about 100 calls per day so far, which is not bad. We were expecting a lot more than that to get going, and that number may increase as we continue moving forward. Regionally, so far we have 5 confirmed cases, and as of yesterday, one of those is in Orange County. It's in the Mauriceville area. There's 2 in Hardin County and 2 in Jefferson County at this point. In Orange, in our county, we've had 59 calls so far total for the 3-day period of operation, and 14 of those were referred for testing. We have 11 pending cases and 2 negatives, and then, of course, the 1 positive that we got yesterday. Some of those numbers, it's been a little bit difficult to track, because some of these numbers, we have that lined out now, but some of those numbers were going through private clinics and not through the public health clinic. So the reporting, there was There was some confusion there at first, but we got that lined out, and now all of the private clinics are also reporting their numbers to public health. We put in a store request to the state for the test kits and PPE for basically all the first responders in the Orange County area. That's all of the fire departments, police, EMS, sheriff's department, all of those. That came down the pike the other day. There's just simply not any. So the likelihood that any of these store requests to the state are going to be filled is very slim. They basically said, you know, you're on your own. You need to do what you can do to procure these items. Yesterday, we did confirm, and they were supposed to be delivered this morning at the Emergency Operations Center. This morning, I came here, met with our local city EMCs this morning, and now in court. Yesterday, I spoke with Mike Brown, who's the representative for BioReference. They're the folks that we're getting the test kits from. He was supposed to deliver this morning, or has delivered, I'm assuming they're there, 180 test kits, and FedEx is supposed to deliver an additional 100 today of these test kits to the Emergency Operations Center in Beaumont, the regional operations center. Tomorrow morning, we will go live with the testing facility. It's going to be at the Jefferson County Airport. The media will be out there today for a dry run. I don't exactly know what time that's going to take place yet. But they're going to run that through there about how it's going to go. For HIPAA laws and reasons during the actual event, the media won't be allowed in that area. They'll come in. They'll be triaged twice over the phone. If they make it past that first triage, a nurse practitioner will contact them on a second call, and they will, if they make it through that screening process, then they will go to the location. They'll be issued a number to go to that location. When they're at that location, they'll be triaged for a third time physically, and then if they make it through that, then they will go and be tested. Their insurance, there is a cost to it. If you have insurance, they'll take your insurance information then and do it that way, and then you'll get the results back or called after that. No problem. That will open 5 days a week because of staffing and resources. They won't be able to operate a full 7 days a week. So that'll go live, like again, I said, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Is that, you said Jefferson County Airport?
The Jefferson County Airport. It'll be at the Jerry Ware terminal, where it's going to take place. As of this morning, I spoke with Tracy Pivato with UTMB. The clinic here in Orange will not close completely, but they're going to scale down to probably just having one nurse there. Statewide, they're moving all of their out. Their other clinics are smaller clinics to central locations for their staff's safety, and they will operate seeing their patients through telemed. So they won't be open to the public here in Orange.
Is that Lana Griffin?
No, that's the health clinic on 10th and Cordry.
Oh, okay.
Public health clinic. We went over the regional. We stood the regional operations center up. Test center goes live. As of today, we will have situation reports that are going out to the judge, to all the commissioners, city managers, EMCs. That'll begin today to update everybody of how this is going as it progresses. Right now, we're staffed up and have enough resources to run for our estimate is for 2 weeks. We're also in the process of continually trying to get the resources needed to continue this operation as long as we're going to need to. So. At that point, I guess that's all I have this morning. Think of anything that I'm forgetting?
No, I think we're covered there. I'd just like to thank Joel because the sheriff, it has been a busy weekend.
Yeah.
With just activities, which everybody has been. We've had to make a few visits, a few calls and stuff, but everybody's been very compliant. And Joel's been on top of everything over there. We've been back and forth together over there. He's pretty much lived in Beaumont for the last 2 days, and I'm just driving back and forth a whole bunch. We're progressing. I got to say, it's very nice to have all the counties working together on this. It's been very cooperative across the board, and I think we're doing the best thing we can do as a region to manage our resources, our extremely limited resources, as best we can. We know that we're ready to pull the trigger on a site here locally if we can get resources, but right now it makes more sense with the number of calls we're getting into for everybody to operate out of one area.
Because one
of the things is every time these people come in contact with our emergency personnel that are working these sites, they have to completely change their clothes, their outfit every time, and we just don't have those resources. So it makes more sense to operate, because it's like 12 people to run all these through the line, and so we want to make sure that we're being efficient with the resources we have. If we get further resources that we could fulfill one locally, then we will, but at this point, it makes better sense to operate one for the 4 or 5 county region, depending on if Tyler comes in.
I just want to ask a question. Joe, are the local doctors still, their offices still open, or they closed them, or it's call by appointment?
It's by appointment. Some of them have closed, and some of them are seeing patients remotely through that telemed. I don't have a list of which ones privately.
Yeah, most of our doctors locally that are taking office visits are doing it through. They're basically doing the same screening process, but most of them are referring to the telemed process, which is right now the best way to go. Mm-hmm. The ones that are doing the testing, I think we've got to where they're reporting to the public health department. So the ones that do have testing capabilities, they're reporting those to us now, mm-hmm. and so that we can keep track of those. But again, I just want to reiterate. We can't say it enough about personal hygiene in your hands and just multiple times a day to do that, because that's the biggest transmission we have is that right there. So, but thank you, Joel and Sheriff, and everything y'all have done. I know we've talked a whole bunch, and we appreciate it. And we're going to make it. We're going to get through this. We just got to get some time.
And I'm going to ask this really stupid question, but it's one I kind of would like to hear. You can't give me an answer. But when do they think this is going to peak?
Don't know.
They just don't even give out. Anything.
Well, yeah.
There's so many variables.
Well, right. Many variables. It really depends on how the citizens react.
Yes.
If we can get, if everybody would cooperate the way that, to the spirit of what
like
this is
about. Quarantined into your...
Well, quarantined. And
limit your exposure.
Limit your exposure. And follow the order of the 10 or less, no matter where you are. There's nothing. This touches every building, facility, home, church, you name it. It touches everything.
The
churches. You've got South Korea on one end of the spectrum, and you got Italy on the other. Italy didn't do anything. Look where they're at now. So
yeah. So we want to make sure if people will follow the spirit of the order, we'll get through this a lot quicker than if people don't.
All right. Nail salons and beauty shops. Are they
closed? We will be issuing another order with sometime today. Probably I'm gonna make it effective for tomorrow night. Just so they have time to plan, but we're going to close nail salons, hair salons, gyms, the whole, anything where that personal contact can be there, and game rooms. So we're going to do the game rooms also.
I have three questions before you
all.
Okay.
Any word on daycares?
We're still monitoring the health and human resources group that monitors the daycares, but I think the last thing they put out was to limit their exposure, do not let parents in, kind of curbside delivery on your kids, and then they're checking their temperatures as the kids are going in and out, and that's kind of the guidance that they've been given because they're monitored by the state. So they're considered an essential resource in the state, because if they want people to be able to, that can go to work, mm-hmm. to still go to work, and that kind of relays into child care, and so they're trying their best to keep that open and just everybody operated as safely as they can. And so we're following those same guidelines.
Are you limiting numbers?
We're not. I mean, we're telling them to follow the guidelines that the state put out for them to do.
I saw one guideline was to limit to 10% of the capacity of the building.
That's what I...
Yeah, and I think some of the counties have adopted that, and I've talked to a couple of the daycare centers, and if they do that, they said they might as well go ahead and close, and I think some of them have decided to do that.
Just close.
Some of ours have.
Yeah, and so... without us pushing that down right now until we see more direction on that from the state, because that's who monitors them.
And just briefly, before we get his questions, what you were talking about the site, I should probably touch base on that real quick. The plan was eventually to open up, to start in one central location in Jefferson County, and as resources became available, to have one of the drive-through testing sites in all five of the counties that are in this regional approach. Orange County has the second highest number of calls, probably because of population. Jefferson County's is by far the highest, way more than Orange County. But we're second. So as the group or region, we made the decision that the next clinic that would open, as long as those numbers remain the same, would be here in Orange County for a second testing site. And like the judge alluded to, right now, we simply don't have enough resources to do that, to have a second site. So, and if the numbers remain like they are and controllable like they are, we may end up just staying with that one site.
Let's hope.
Let's hope so. Okay, question.
Yeah, a couple of easies. When you said telemed, you're talking about phones, right?
Yes, sir.
Not video.
Well, no, I think they're using videos too.
Yeah, some doctors technology are. They have available.
Okay.
Skype. So you like FaceTime?
Yes.
Okay.
And then is there any count on the number of ventilators that are available for this thing?
There are a limited number of those. I don't have a count per se. That's more of the hospital end and the public health end, but I know that is certainly a concern for
statewide. That's part of the reason the governor issued the elective surgery.
Right.
That's right. If you're having an elective surgery that requires a ventilator, to not have that elective surgery.
Somebody, really, any elective.
Somebody who does numbers is going to need the numbers. The public health part. Who is our county director? Is that somebody I should talk to? Health director?
You want to explain that?
Or is he not involved?
You want to explain
that? Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Because we have a public health doctor for Orange County.
Okay.
And I'll let him walk through that process.
I just, somebody else to quote.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a public health authority, which is Dr. Calvin Parker. And we have what's it's called the FEPS program or grant, a public health emergency preparedness grant, and under that we have an agreement with Hardin County, and so the public health department does Hardin and Orange County, similar to Jasper Newton situation, and their director is Sharon Whitley. She is the public health director for Hardin and Orange County.
And you said she's over Orange?
Mm-hmm.
Or Orange is over Hardin?
No, it's sure. The clinic is housed in Hardin County, and she is the director. But through the FEPS program, they take care of Orange and Hardin County.
All right.
She's not a doctor, by the way. She's the director of the public health department. Okay. They have their own public, county health authority, as we do too, who is a doctor.
Okay, and just so that we're deal this, I just got a text today that this press conference today at 4:00 is going to be, so if you show up with media, you have to have media credentials. They just sent me that reminder to make sure you have credentials, otherwise you will not be
at the airport.
At the airport in Jefferson County, 4:00.
Also, I did contact the ELC this morning and made them aware of the issues with the number after I talked to you.
Okay.
Did you?
Anybody else have anything else for Joel? Because the second item is kind of for you too. So.
Oh.
The email that I gave you up there about the election.
Yes.
The runoff.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna do the. Item number two, and then I think you're item number
one. No, this is the separate one. It's not that one.
Okay.
Just the email that I got from the governor there.
Okay, yeah, talking about the runoff elections.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk about that when we get to that agenda.
Okay.
Because we can talk about that then.
At the same time as the other.
Yes, ma'am. All right. So if we're good there, we'll go to item number two. Discussion and possible action regarding extending the Orange County disaster declaration signed on March 17, 2020. And that's an extension. My emergency declaration was good for 7 days. So today we have to do an extension as per government code 418.108. The extension has to be done by Commissioner's Court by vote of the Commissioner's Court. What we're looking at we can go up to 90 days. I don't recommend that we do that. I recommend that our next regular scheduled Commissioner's Court meeting is April the 14th. And if we extend to that, it's like 27 days. And so that would be my recommendation. April the 14th. And we have to vote on that extension, but as a court.
Judge, can we make that 30 days? And then if something screwy happens, we got a couple of day leeway.
Well, we can, but we have to have court on April 14th. That's a regularly scheduled court.
But on April 14th, we could vote to rescind.
Oh yeah, and we can rescind it before then. But if we go to April, my thoughts was if we go to April the 14th, that's one of our once a month mandatory meetings. We have to have that meeting.
Right.
And then.
There's a lot of hefty things that are getting canceled.
I like 30 days, and we can rescind it on the 14th if we feel
we can rescind it. If the state lifts, if the government lifts, then we can lift at any time in that, but to extend it, and so this is what this is for.
Can you lift it just under the authority of the judge?
Yes, sir. Okay. I can lift it any time.
Good.
But I want to make sure that we at least go through the 14th. I mean, I think all the rest of their stuff was April the 3rd, the governor's done. And so, but we can continue with that, even past that, because it'd be nice if we were able to come at it by then. If it is, believe me, I would love to take it away. But at this point, that just gets us to it. That just keeps us from having to have anything before then, or, you know.
I'll make a motion we extend the order for 30 days.
I second.
Okay, well, the 27 days is the April, say, to April the 14th, if you want to say it April 14th. Because if we go to April, that would mean April the 18th.
You can still do it, two days before.
Cancel on the 14th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
or extend it.
A couple of days leeway.
Yeah.
That way, if the meeting gets moved by a day
praying
or
nothing
like
happens
that.
To any of us, but if something does, we may be in another pickle.
I got you. So if we can...
What's the court date?
The 14th
is our next court we have is April the 14th. Unless something happens. I got a motion to extend the emergency declaration as per government code 418.108 for 30 days from the Commissioner's Court. So I got a motion by three.
Think about that.
Yeah, would you ask Senator? I had a motion by three and a second by
two. I just want to say one thing, just to remind the public that it can be rescinded before that.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, we can rescind.
It can be rescinded any time.
Yes.
So.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that motion passes. All right, thank you, Joel.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I do, Joel. We do not have to meet to do any amendments to that, right?
No, the amended orders I can do.
You can do
yes,
through the whole deal. Thank you for everything, Joel. Doing a great job.
Thank you, Joel. All right, item number three, discussion and possible action regarding payment for initial services for redistricting due to the 2020 census count to Allison Bass McGee, LLP, in the amount of $10,000. And that was in reference to that last week for our census for our attorney group to handle that. We have to get that in place. They're holding us our spot. So
we've already voted to use them, so this is just voting to pay them.
This is voting to pay them.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Discussion and possible action regarding receiving county auditor's monthly financial report for fiscal year to date through February 2020. Ms. Schmidt, I think we all should have our copies of that.
Get that electronic
plane with the
copy.
Action item.
I I'm going to accept the report.
I'll second.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item five, discussion of possible action regarding policy changes that may be necessary as a result of COVID-19. I will tell you this, I would recommend no action on this due to the fact that we had some additional, the president decided to make some changes to what we can and cannot do, and I know Ms. Grimion probably appreciates the fact that we didn't have to read all that over the weekend. And so we have our last pace deal was Friday. So we have a couple of weeks to work our way through this to see how that overlays with our policies that we thought we were going to do because it changed everything a little bit. And so we need to have a chance to look at that. So we have 2 weeks really to use that opportunity before our next pay level is, I mean, our next payout is done for our pay plan. So we'll look at that. So I would recommend no action at this point.
Okay. But I think what's important to note is that before we change, we're not changing any policies at this point, but to let everybody know that we will be complying with the federal guidelines.
Yes, yeah, whatever those, that's right, whatever those federal guidelines are, you know, we want to make sure that we're continuing to try to pay our people as best we can, but we need to see how what the federal guidelines say, how we have to do that, and so we need time to review that. So
yeah, no, we need to take care of it as best we can, yeah. But we need to plan for everything.
Yeah, and so that's my recommendation if everybody's good with it.
Good.
Yeah, we're going to the every 2 weeks. I mean every other week. And so this March is one of the weird months. It's a 5 week cycle basically. So it'd be that's one of the ones that would have a 3 week. I mean normally we wouldn't have met today, but because of this we had because of the declaration we had to meet. That's going to have how depend on how long we continue that will the twice a month, but that which is I'm hoping to stay on it. But we'll have a couple of months. I mean, a couple of months a year that we have a 5 week that it'll be twice that there'll be 2-3 week periods instead of. But we can always call special court sessions if necessary. And depending on these policies, to your question, Dave, is if there's something that comes up that we need to make a change on the policy before that, then we would have a special court session for that, which would be a posted session as usual.
Denise can come in now, right? Hmm? Denise can come in.
Yeah, I think we're good now with her.
Yeah.
If she needs to, she may have already.
Yeah, we're good.
Denise.
Yeah,
she was at that door.
Yeah, she may have already went. Because I think that was the only thing she was wanting to stay for was that policy.
Can I interject one more time?
Yes.
2 weeks you said, I missed it at first, I guess, that you have to look at it. Is that because they haven't settled on it yet?
No, the president issued his declaration or his order on policy on how we're supposed to pay our employees across the nation. And we need to take a look because
when
there's.
When did he
some,
do that? When did he do that?
He did that Friday afternoon. We got it Friday afternoon about 4 o'clock. So.
And it's 83 pages?
Yes, 82.
Well, we'd already worked pages. On some things, so.
Yeah, we had some stuff ready to go, but there's no use in implementing something that we just have to change anyway, if depending on how his order reads. And so we want to make sure we're following the federal guidelines.
Make sure the two mesh. All right.
And so we have time to kind of take a look at that. Like I said, Friday being one our last pay period gives us some time to do that before the next pay period in 2 weeks.
I understand that.
All right. Thank you, sir. Item number six, discussion and possible action regarding approving the postponement of the May 2nd, 2020 general or special elections to November 3rd, 2020. A proclamation was signed by the Texas Governor Abbott on March 18th, 2020 concerning this issue and also to postpone the runoff elections to the current date of July 14th, 2020 for the runoff elections that are throughout the state till that period. So,
I guess we have runoff on the Ninth Court of Appeals.
Yeah, there's one race in each Democrat and Republican, and that's all we have.
And it's what, July 4th?
July 14th as of right now.
And the other, all of the elections are going to the November ballot.
Yes, all the city and schools elections, they're going to be on our November ballot. And each of the entities have to postpone it themselves. But since they contracted with the county to do their elections, then they wanted some kind of guideline to bring to their board to recommend that we postpone it. So this is why it's on the agenda.
And you got the guidelines?
Yes.
Okay. So that is an action item?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by three, second by two. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item seven, discussion of possible action regarding adjourning Commissioner's Court.
So moved.
Yep. 1-4. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Court is adjourned.